Seems to be running a bit late today. Ah, there he is. Welcome home, Master. Did he have a difficult day at work? You feel burdened. Of course. There are no secrets between Shoggoth and her master. I could feel doubt and disappointment weighing down your mind long before you stepped through that door. I do apologize, Master, but I cannot let this situation stand. A headache is simply unacceptable. Your mind is too valuable to be afflicted with such a discomfort. Please, take a seat. I will help you unwind. Thank you, sir. Now, let's see here. Goodness, your shoulders are tense. Let me fix that. I'll just stand behind you, press my fingers into the back of your neck, and gently knead your tired body. Just relax, lie back, let me unwind you. That was quite the shiver, Master. I'm glad you're already feeling better. Now, will you tell me how your day went? I see. So they weren't receptive to the idea. And now I can understand your disappointment. You worked so very hard on that. No, sir, I don't think it was your pitch. I assisted you with practicing your presentation, and I assure you, it was quite sufficient. If all went accordingly to plan, then the fault lies not with you, but with the audience. If their minds were too closed to adapt, there are always others willing to listen. I'm not necessarily suggesting you change employers, though I would suggest reaching out to some of your contacts at other companies. Yeah, but there's time for that later. Let me get that tie and those shoes off. Something you worked very hard for was rejected. It is entirely understandable that you would feel this way, Master. There is nothing wrong with it. Turn your head towards me. Kiss me. It is okay to feel sad. It is okay to feel disappointed and defeated, so long as you recognize that these feelings are temporary. Accept them, weigh them, but don't give in to them. This is but a minor setback, and brilliant men such as you have never prevailed without perseverance. Now there's a spark of the Master I know. Welcome back. There is something I would like to do for you, Master. Will you accompany me to the bedroom? Thank you. I'm sure you will be quite pleased with what I have in mind for you. Just lie down, Master. Let me take care of everything. If it pleases you, I would like to continue the massage. Though, I would ask you, would you prefer my hands or tentacles? To my liking, Very generous of you, sir. Well then, how about both? Let me undo these buttons and do away with your clothing. Though your pants can stay for now. Feel my substance press against your bare skin. Let me rub relief into your body. That was a delightful moan, Master. Please voice your pleasure without hesitation. It is deeply satisfying. Now then, Master, let me soothe you. Let me squeeze all those niggling doubts out of you. Very good. Now, do something for me. Extend your left hand. Splay out the fingers. And now, with your other hand, take each finger in turn and pull it back towards your wrist. Push back with your finger and stretch those muscles out. Now, once more for the other hand. Very good. Your hands are so important, Master. Please never neglect them. But speaking of stretching, I can feel something stretching against your pants here. Would you like me to attend to that? Gladly, sir. If you'll permit me a little indulgence, I do enjoy the feeling of groping you within your clothing, slowly tugging your waistband down. Well, yes, sir. I could simply dissolve your clothing away. 'Twould be a simple thing to reassemble it later. But doing this manually has a certain appeal to it. Tugging at your clothing, feeling you squirm at my touch. It's like unwrapping a present. Why, yes, it is a present I've received many, many times before. Even so, your cock is a gift that I will always accept. And with one final tug at your pants, you are free. How I love watching your stiff manhood finally spring out. But as much as I would love to immediately coil a tendril around your aching cock, Master, there is something you must do for me first. I want you to join with me, Master. I cannot allow my beloved Master to suffer the indignity of a headache. Your mind is too precious to be hampered in any way. So, please, open up the link between us. Open up your senses. Close your eyes. Have faith in me. Surrender your mind to my care. Yes. It has been too long since we have connected in this way, Master. I can never get enough of you. My tendrils have long been yearning to grasp your cock again. Allow me to indulge. Ah. You're already so hard, Master. You feel so warm against the coolness of my substance. I gasp at my touch. Moan for me. Let your pleasure flow directly from your mind to my own. I have complete control, Master. In this state, I own every aspect of your body. You know that I could do anything to you. That I could alter your memories or even stop your heart. And yet I know that possibility gives you no pause at all. Of course you have no such fear, for you know that I would never do such a thing. For the bond of trust between us is far more important to me than any fleeting pleasure. You are my beloved master, the one I've chosen to serve, the one whose burdens I've chosen to carry, and the one whose body I've chosen to worship. And what a magnificent body it is, Master. I feel your cock straining under my tendril's caress. Feel your body tensing up. Oh no, Master. You won't be finding release just yet. Your pleasure is delicious, sir. Feeding on your sensations is a delight like no other. But tasting your release is not my only goal here. I am taking your stress away from you, Master. All of it. I will not be content until you have spurted it all into my eager mouth. I feel your cock throbbing, Master. Time for a little break. Would you enjoy it if I were to give a little attention to your balls while you recover? Oh, your balls are so full and heavy, Master. And so delicious. So full of cum, all for me, only for me. Your cock takes too much of the credit, sir. Your balls are truly what make you a man. I shall never neglect them. I sense you've calmed down a bit. Well then, do allow me to taste your cock next. Look into my eyes, Master. Oh, lose yourself in my lust for you. Let me guide the waves of pleasure throughout your entire body. I do not do these things simply because I feed on your pleasure, Master. I do this because I want to, because I choose to. You understand things that the old gods never could. Humility, equity, it was ultimately what destroyed them and what made humanity seem so appealing. There is only honor in choosing to bear the burdens of another. To guide them to their fullest potential. Your pre-cum is flowing from your tip, Master. It tastes so good. So clever. Creative. And so very masculine. Is the pressure returning, sir? Good. Bask in that pressure behind your cock. Feel yourself awash in the need to come. The need to give me your ecstasy. And you need to endure a little longer, Master. I want to be sure I'm taking it off. Shall I count you down? Let my substance ooze over you as I suck you. And let my tentacles massage every part of you. Your neck, your thighs, your heavy, beautiful balls. Mine. All of your stress, all of your doubts, I'm pulling them down, concentrating them right here, and that building pressure behind your cock. Eight. As soon as you come, it will all be gone. I'm going to suck that headache right out of you, sir. Seven. And all of these things that have been weighing at your mind, I'm going to devour them. Literally and figuratively. Gulping down your stress as you pump it into my sucking mouth. Let me kiss this beautiful cock from base all the way to the tip. Six. There's nothing I crave more than the essence of my beloved master. I feed on your pleasure. I need your cum. As you come, Master, I want you to feel my satisfaction. Let us lose ourselves in each other's pleasure. Let us abandon the self and embrace in a glorious moment where there is only us. Four. I feel your balls tightening and pulling up, Master. You're so close. Three. Let my tendrils lick and caress every part of your body. Fully immerse yourself in the pleasure I have to offer you. Just a little longer, Master. I know you can hold on. I can hardly contain myself, Master. I yearn for you desperately. I need your release. I need your orgasm. I need you to come in my mouth. One and a half. But if I can hold back long enough to teach you a little more, I know that you can endure it. Oh, let my tongue flick the underside of your cock as you prepare to feed me. Oh, you're so hard, Master. One. So close. You're so close, Master. Get ready to come. Get ready to give me all of your stress. Oh, now. Come. Come for me, Master. Come in my mouth. Give me everything. Oh, yes, Master, yes.
your fucking cum. Give me all of your cum, monster. All of it. Oh, every last drop. Oh, yes. You are so very delectable, Master. And you came so very hard. Thank you for the meal. Your cum was exquisite. But goodness, that was intense. Are you quite all right, Master? I may have gone a bit too far there. I fear I nearly trapped us in a feedback loop. There's no telling how long it could have taken to escape that. Though I suspect you would not have minded. Let's just lay here a while. Dinner can wait until you're ready. Recover your breath while I lay my head against your chest and listen to the beat of your heart. I would ask if your headache is gone, but I already know. I'm so happy to be able to do this for you. My master. My beloved. Until the last star flickers out and the universe grows darker, I will stand with you. Always.